This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, September 24th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. A journal investigation has found that Amazon limits whether and how some of its competitors can promote their products on its platform. It's the latest in a series of findings that have raised some concerns about the company's business practices. Our reporter Dana Mattioli will break down what's going on after these headlines. Electric truck maker Nikola has been dealing with the fallout after a short seller report earlier this month. It contained allegations that Nikola misled investors about the readiness of its technology. We did a deep dive on the show yesterday. The company has called the short seller report false and misleading, but it appears that the controversy is beginning to shake potential partners. We report that talks with several major energy firms, including BP, have stalled. The firms are reluctant to move forward amid the heightened scrutiny, but a spokesperson said Nikola is continuing to work on potential partnerships. The Justice Department has submitted a proposal to Congress that would curb longstanding legal protections for internet companies like Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And it would force them to take more responsibility for the content on their sites. That's according to a DOJ official. The proposal advances some of the goals that President Trump laid out in an executive order in June. Here's our reporter Ryan Tracy with more.
Well, the order came just days after Twitter, in a first-of-its-kind move, posted a fact-checking notice to a tweet from President Trump, and that was clearly part of his thinking. He also just more broadly, like other Republicans, has concerns about a perception that social media companies aren't fair to Republican voices and that they take down content or block users more often with Republicans than Democrats. That's something that the social media companies strongly disagree with. So the executive order had multiple parts. One of them was to think about new legislation, and the Justice Department has fleshed that out a bit in the document that we saw Wednesday. It includes specific legislative text that would change Section 230, which is considered a foundational law of the internet and protect social media platforms when they moderate content on their sites.
Both Democrats and Republicans have said they want to take a hard look at the protections for internet companies, but they differ on their specific concerns. Plus, there's a lot happening on Capitol Hill at the moment, so lawmakers probably won't consider the DOJ's proposal or anything similar until next year. If something like this does go through, internet companies are concerned that it might have a big impact. Here's Ryan.
So what they say is that the internet would be very different, that a company, for example, might be nervous to remove anything from its site because it could be sued for every one of those decisions. So it could have to leave up a lot of objectionable content, or it could just decide to not allow anyone to post content at all because it's afraid of having to litigate every single decision it makes. So it's not clear that all that would come to pass, but certainly that's what they're worried about. They're worried about kind of the internet that we know where, say, Facebook can allow users to post things without fear of getting sued might change.
And there's still a lot of movement on the tentative deal between TikTok, Oracle, and Walmart. The plan to turn TikTok's U.S. operations into its own U.S.-based company requires sign-off from regulators on both sides of the Pacific. President Trump signed off in principle last weekend, but things aren't looking so good in China. In recent days, state media outlets there have denounced the plan, slamming it as unfair and contrary to Chinese interests. That's being seen as a sign that Beijing might reject the deal. If that happens, TikTok could face a ban in the U.S., and the company seems to be treating that as a real possibility. On Wednesday, TikTok asked a federal judge to block the Trump administration's proposed ban, saying the action would violate both free speech and due process. Coming up after the break, we take a look at Amazon's ads business. That's next. When we talk about Amazon, first and foremost, we're usually talking about the gigantic online marketplace that you order from. Many companies rely on Amazon to sell their products, but Amazon also sells ads on that marketplace and its own, sometimes competing products. And it seems like those roles have been coming into conflict. A Wall Street Journal investigation has revealed that Amazon has been restricting how some competitors buy ads on its platform in order to promote its own products. And as Amazon becomes a more important marketplace overall, that gives the company's in-house devices an edge. Our reporter Dana Mattioli has been looking into this, and she joins us now to explain. Dana, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to start out, as we mentioned, Amazon has a lot of different parts of its business. The advertising unit is a relatively new part of the company, though. Could you just tell us about this unit and why you've been taking a look into it?
Yeah, that's right. So Amazon was founded 25 years ago, but the advertising part of the business is much newer. It was launched in 2012. And it's quickly become strategically important and very profitable. You know, in just that amount of time, last year it had $14 billion in revenue. And that's because there's so many sellers on Amazon. And a way to get an edge over those other competitors that are selling either the same product as you or very similar ones is to take out advertising. And the most popular form of Amazon advertising is sponsored product ads that appear in searches.
So you spearheaded an investigation into this part of Amazon's business. What'd you find out about how it works?
Yeah, so we found out when looking into this business is that it's very much tied to the retail side of the business. It's very much a symbiotic relationship. So if you want to do well in the retail side of the business, oftentimes that means doing well on the advertising side of the business, because that's how you get in front of these consumers. And you can't dismiss that Amazon is where 38% of all e-commerce occurs and 50% of all online shopping searches start there. So you definitely want to be in front of the right people on Amazon. What we found is that Amazon has identified some of its top competitors to its own devices business, which makes Kindles and Echo products and Fire TV sticks. And they've blocked them from getting some of the most, you know, lucrative and high traffic types of advertisements.
So what does that mean for its competitors in practice?
So one of the examples in our story is a company called Roku. Roku is the biggest streaming device manufacturer in the U.S. The second biggest streaming device manufacturer in the U.S. is Amazon's Fire TV. And what that means is even when I search Roku into Amazon search bar, some of the first products that come up aren't sold by Roku. Oftentimes, there will be Amazon's own line of streaming devices at the top. Other times, it will be Roku resellers. But Roku can't buy its own keyword on Amazon in advertising, which is kind of funny. They also cannot buy any keywords related to Amazon's Fire TV products, even though lesser competitors like TiVo can.
And there was another example of this, too, with the company Ring. This was a company that Amazon bought in 2018, and that ended up causing a hitch for another company, which was actually the leader in smart security products at the time, a company called Arlo Technologies. What can you tell us about that?
Prior to that acquisition of Ring, Arlo was able to buy Ring doorbell keywords on Amazon search. And that was helpful for them because that's a way to get into that search term. Once Amazon bought Ring, they were no longer able to do that. And they thought that was strange, but they were able to buy the keywords of their other competitors like Eufy and Wyze. So Arlo actually brought this up to Amazon's advertising team. And they said, this seems like some sort of glitch. Like, what's going on here? And they were told, sorry, there's nothing we could do about that. So, you know, this was something that was very deliberate at Amazon. Actually, employees were told to mark all communication about suppressing these competitor keywords as quote unquote privileged and confidential so that regulators couldn't access them if they were ever to be called into question. So this is very much part of the strategy at Amazon.
And I want to make this distinction. How would this compare to another retailer like Target, for instance, where they have Target brand products as well as other labels too?
So Target.com obviously has a website. I don't think they have the ability to have advertising on it. But the biggest problem with what we uncovered with Amazon is that it doesn't apply the same rules to all of its sellers. Even though it says that Amazon branded keywords are available for sale on its website for sellers, it's only available to sellers that it doesn't deem very competitive threats. And that's what we found in a lot of these examples.
How did Amazon respond to your reporting on this?
Yeah, they had a pretty colorful comment, I'll say. They didn't really get into whether or not they are suppressing their competition, but they didn't really push back against it. Instead, they had a comment that said, "Newsflash, retailers promote their own products and often don't sell products of competitors. Walmart refuses to sell Kindle, Fire TV, and Echo. Shocker. In the journal's next story, they will uncover gambling in Las Vegas," which is pretty fiery. But I think we should also note, Walmart doesn't make competing brands to Kindle, Fire TV, or the Echo. And Walmart's a traditional retailer with shelf space, and they resell most of their products like traditional retailers. They're not the everything store that is offering millions of sellers a place to sell directly to Amazon's customers.
And we should point out here, this is not the first time that Amazon has come under scrutiny for its treatment of competitors on its platform.
That's right. They are embroiled in a number of competing investigations right now. In July, Jeff Bezos, the CEO, testified to Congress about its business practices and its private label brands. The FTC, the DOJ, the European Union, and some other regulators are also looking into their business practices.
And of course, some of that comes from your own reporting.
Yeah, we had a story back in April that found that Amazon's private label employees were using individual third-party data from its merchants on the third-party side of the business to inform the products they made in their private label brands. And that's something that Amazon had long said it doesn't do.
So with this previous reporting and with this latest investigation, why is this so important in particular right now?
Well, this comes in the middle of these broader antitrust investigations into Amazon and big tech. And at the core of that, you know, regulators are looking at how it treats its sellers and also if it's engaging in practices that are anti-competitive. It not only runs one of the biggest marketplaces in the world for shopping, but it competes on it. And there could be some inherent issues to that. Also, you know, in a story like we just put out where Roku and Arlo doorbells, which compete with Ring doorbells, are being suppressed on Amazon's website, I think that raises questions of, you know, unfair treatment to sellers and competition.
All right. We'll be keeping an eye on this. Our reporter, Dana Mattioli, thanks for coming on the show.
Anytime.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, usj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm your host, Amanda Llewellyn. Thanks for listening.